Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Good morning, afternoon, and evening, depending on when you hear this. And welcome to the 8-Bit Geek Podcast, the most electrified, most watched program in most prisons. I am Jeremy, and along for this roller coaster ride is
Doug.
Gavin.
Woo! Boys, we have a great show lined up for today. We're going to hook people up, report some exclusive news, and hear me screw up everything at least, everything that leave these lips for the next hour. So if you don't already, please follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the 8-Bit Geek. We have some cool news, some cool giveaways, and some prizes to hand out. Speaking of, we should probably give away something this week, huh? How about we give away another copy, since it was so popular last week, another copy of the Lego Movie and Lego Game.
Yes.
Yeah, we got seconds. Because it was so popular.
For real. Let's do that. So go ahead. I'm going to make things easier for everybody this week. Tell us your favorite Lego, your favorite Lego growing up or even now. Just let us know what your favorite Lego character is, what favorite set, whatever. Just let us know. Twitter us, Facebook us, and hit us up on our website. And we'll pick a winner by the week's end.
Nice.
So, nice. I hope you guys had a wonderful week. I am very lucky that I am actually doing this show tonight and not in a hospital with a concussion. I got into a pretty big wreck on my mountain bike yesterday. And so I'm happy that my helmet saved my head. It was I cracked my helmet and my whole right arm is bruised. And my ribs are kind of bruised, and I can barely lift my right arm. But, hey, we're all good.
Yay.
You're a trooper, man.
We're
good
all
job.
Good. So, with that, there's nothing I would like to do more than hook up a couple people across the internet.
All right.
In good segue there.
In misconnections. So, let's lower the lights, turn on the mute music, and get into it. If you don't know what misconnections are, it's a collection of, well, misconnections on the internet through Craigslist. Somebody may write that they saw someone in public. It could have been you. I mean, who knows? And we'll read them off on the air, try to hook people up. We have a double header here to go first. We have a male seeking a female, and what's going to happen here is going to blow your mind. I'm going to save it. I'm going to read this. And who wants to read the second one here? Anyone? Any takers?
Wait, who wants to read the second one?
The second part to the first.
I'll read the second part.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Sexy neighbor. Probably a long shot, but let's go for it. You're my neighbor from across the street. I stare at you through the window. And you're a very attractive woman. I'm not sure if you feel anything towards me because you're a few years older than me and, well, we rarely speak. But I'd like to whisper sweet nothings in your ear. However, I'd like to get to know you more and maybe see if there's an intimate attraction. You borrowed some tools from me a while back, so reply with either your name or what you borrowed in the subject so I know it's you.
Yeah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this guy got a response.
From a woman. This is great.
I'm not even going to read this in the sexy voice because it's such a funny response.
This may be a long shot. if I am wondering if this is about me, I did borrow tools a few weeks back from a neighbor.
The tools borrowed included a mask for eye protection for a craft I was working on. And then I'll just have to let you know, I'm not into married guys. I respect that type of longstanding commitment far too much to even consider any type of relationship farther than a friendship. If this post was about someone else, then good luck. Otherwise, I've got the wrong neighbor. Lol.
Well, that guy, I mean, he's probably like, nah, baby, it wasn't about you. It was about another neighbor.
The other neighbor I lent my goggles to.
And then he cries.
Yeah. But otherwise, like if it is her, like, what, I mean, like, fuck, you don't, like, I mean, you don't talk anymore. That's it. You're over. Because it's like, oh, so he's married? Like, oh.
It's done.
Every time she sees you, it's just like, mm-mm.
Yeah, and you're going to feel awkward as soon as you're like, as soon as she brings the tools back, she's like, so was that you on Craigslist? And then you would be like, what? What are you talking about?
What's a Craigslist?
Whose list?
I don't even use the internet. What's that?
I don't even know.
I'm a married man, young lady.
Yeah. I'm too old for this. Oh, she's older than me.
And then he throws it back in her face and he just says the same thing. Listen, I respect that type of long-standing commitment far too much to even consider any type of relationship with people other than a friendship. That's just me.
But then she knows, like, oh, wait a minute. That's like verbatim what I wrote.
Oh, baby. No. Listen, that's just how I feel.
No, baby. My neighbor bait me.
No, listen. I copied that out of a Dr. Phil book.
Oh, shit. That's exactly where I found it. I read the same thing, too. Me and you on the same wavelength here. I don't know why the guy's turning black.
Yeah. I just want to see if there's any sort of intimate attraction.
You getting this?
Here's her goggles back.
I'll need those for tonight.
Oh god.
With myself.
Oh, build up.
Oh man.
Alright, take us away, Kevin.
Should I take the last two? Because this one's kind of short.
Yeah, this one I found just really funny because of the end.
I'll tell you this, though. Even though you viewers at home and listeners at home cannot view the grammar of this, the grammar is making me cringe so bad. Once you hear me say it, you'll know what I'm talking about. All right. You're young and love to dress. May M for tea.
Now, I think that's male for teen. I don't know. It's really weird.
Maybe
transvestite. Oh.
Yeah, transvestite, Tram. Dude. Yeah. You'll see. You're a young guy that lives with grandma, I think. You're a blonde with really white skin. You cross-dress, I know.
Like, how does he know?
And that's it. It's like, I don't want to meet you or anything. I just want to verify who you are, apparently. All right, so I get the old man one.
Yeah, so this one, okay. I just want to say this, that internet wasn't really around in the 1990 like it is today. And so this is kind of crazy that this posted up this week on the internet.
Well, it is from Jackson, Mississippi. So, all right. Wendy worked at Arby's 1990, male for women.
44.
This is a huge long shot, but I'm looking for a girl named Wendy that used to work at Arby's in 1990. I worked there, but her had a huge crush on your friend. I should have talked to you. You friend was in a really big family. Anyway, if you think you're her and you read this, drop me a line. I'm still working at Arby's.
Oh my God, he's still there?
The best part about this, okay, so first off, the dude's 44. And it's not even like, hey, Wendy, well, I liked you. It's, I liked your friend.
I don't remember her name, but she was hot.
Yeah, she was. I had a crush on your friend. I should have talked to you.
And not,
your
she
friend was
be,
in a huge family.
She could be dead by now.
Oh, my God. She could be married. She could have. She's 44. I mean, dude.
She could be a cougar.
She could have grandkids. She could have had kids when she was 20, and now her 24-year-old kid has kids.
And maybe the 24-year-old kid who has kids is actually on the internet reading that and saying, oh my God, my grandmother, my great-great-grandmother worked at Wendy's back in 1990.
Arby's. Her name was Wendy.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Wendy worked at Arby's.
That's a very big Inception mind fuck right there.
I like how you read it, though, with the voice of the killer from Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. I was doing it with Hello Bill.
Yeah, put the lotion on this kid or it gets the hose again.
That's pretty much how I want my Myth Connection to be.
I really liked your friend. If I were over, I need to make some new lamps.
We really hope we hook somebody up.
She looked like she was crafty.
She had a big family. Make a lot of skin out of that.
All right, so if you have any missed connections, please hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and we'll read them off on air. Please make sure they're good enough and funny. We're looking for your submissions, so that way we don't have to do it ourselves. We're lazy. So, on that note, let's hit up some movie news. It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not. I always forget about the end part.
Still makes me laugh.
Or not.
Or not.
So Fox is still wanting Bryan Singer for the X-Men Apocalypse film. How exciting is that?
And Bryan Singer still wants younger actors.
Shots fired and too soon.
That's what he was doing.
That is crazy. So Fox president Emma Watts has indicated that it's always been our intention for him to do it. And right now we're totally at the outlining phase. But nothing would make me happier than it all working out. It's always been the intention for him to do it. So as long as he gets the boy-touching thing under control, he will be back to, of course, direct the film.
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything on that recently. It's one of those, they say it happened so long ago, the statute of limitations in Hawaii is way different. I think, like, at least in California, it's like, dude, this was like 30 years ago.
Yeah, and I think most of the time when this stuff happens and that's the law, like, what did you just call it? Statute of limitations.
Yeah.
And I think that the kid is just going after money, so he's suing, instead of trying to press charges, and that's usually how I've seen, anyways, in the news. A lot of these big names get hit hard is not with trying to get arrested.
The legality and stuff, like whether or not what they did was illegal. It's just them trying to get something.
It's just like, you hurt me. I'm suing you because I'm emotionally damaged and physically damaged. Because he could have you can't see this on the podcast, but his, could be.
Depends. So you're giving Bryan Singer a lot of credit there, man.
Well, I'm just saying.
You have to think about it. It was all too convenient that all happened right before the release of Days of Future Past. no such thing as bad publicity.
It's true, and it did do really well.
Have we heard anything since? Nope.
No, not yet. Not yet. But Doug is going to keep an ear to the streets because he's got a guy on the inside. It's the boy that got touched.
What?
Huh? What?
What?
What happened?
He's got a guy on the inside. Well, good for you, Doug. Aren't you? I guess get that out of your system now.
Before you get married.
This is terrible. This is not true. Katie, I know that you're probably watching. This is you know it's not true. You should just walk in. Please be watching and walk in naked or something.
Prove my manhood.
She could actually probably hear me.
All right, boys. So Constantine, as you know, is getting a show on TV. We've announced it before on this program. What you don't know is that he will be smokeless.
E-cigarettes.
They, of course, on network TV, they do not allow cigarettes. And so the producers...
I don't know if that's true or not. Considering that people smoke on other shows.
It says,
I think the problem is that he is a chain smoker, and worried that people are going to be like,
stop talking about me.
There it is. Did you hear it?
Yeah, we got it on. We got you.
She's definitely in her underwear.
I am not in my underwear.
She absolutely is.
Spoiler alert.
Just pan the camera.
just turn in the camera it's now.
Oh, I saw lag. So we're not getting any kind of cigarettes. Here's the quote. We are not making him smoke. It's one thing, I guess, a compromise. On the network, it's you just can't smoke on. Jesus, thing is, this quote is so messed up.
Well, yeah, it's because it's a person, you know, just like talking.
Yeah, it's just a person just talking. So it's not like an official release. That's one of his character traits. We're working around it, but we're trying to get aspects of it in there as much as possible. We'll see.
So. He's going to chew a bunch of gum.
But what they did say is that Hannibal is on NBC, and it's really dark and disturbing, and they're really going to lean that way, and they're going to push the envelope as dark as they possibly can, which will probably make people happy in respects to, hey, well, he doesn't smoke. But it's going to be scary and dark as possible. So you'll get
that. I think it's just silly. I mean, like, I know that moving past like this whole people used to smoke in like everything, movies, TV shows and stuff, and now like it's this whole like health conscious, like, oh, we can't have show an actor smoking, because obviously that means that by him smoking, my, you know, 12-year-old's gonna go smoke, and it's gonna be that person's fault that my 12-year-old's smoking, not because I'm a terrible fucking parent.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
very true.
It's just ridiculous. I hate that we're like, they're censoring this, like this sort of like, I mean, it's a part of his character, and it's been a big part of his character since his creation in the 80s, that he's a chain smoker. Like he had like lung cancer and all this stuff. It's a huge part of his story. And they're just like, we can't have him smoke on network TV.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. You can't say fuck off on network TV. Let the man smoke.
Passion.
Although you can say sod off, but not fuck off.
Yeah. Well, you can say damn now, you can say shit, bitch, ass, asshole.
You can't say shit
on network TV. You can on cable.
Cable, sorry, you can on cable. Let him get away with it. Or let him do an e-cigarette.
Like, you know, at least maybe he doesn't need to be a chain smoker as much. Like, I mean, you make that part of his character, but like, you know, still make it's,
you know what's
it's
really
so,
sad is that you can't smoke on network TV, but you can drink, you can show somebody shooting up, and you can show drugs like all day.
Well, maybe they could do a clever thing of like every time he tries to smoke, somebody either knocks out of his hand or he has to fight a demon. There you go.
Oh, there you go. And it's not lit. Yeah.
The Andrew Dice Clay. Have it
or even
cigarette.
Just like he's putting one out. Like you always see him like either about to light one up or you see him putting one out. So you never maybe see it, but it's still something that you know that he does. Like, oh, I'm in the middle of a conversation, like about to talk, about to light, end of conversation, cut to next scene.
I think that's something that they'll probably do. That's a great idea.
So. NBC, because you listen to our podcast, take notes.
We get a lot of retweets from NBC, so they know what's up.
They know what's up.
All three of us. Echo. All right, so Pacific Rim 2 is set for 2017. How excited are you? We did not know. We did not know if this movie was going to make actually going to happen, as Del Toro has stated in the past. He goes, well, we're not going to make it if it's not going to be any good. But I do think that with the success of the other monster film, the original Godzilla, I think that it kind of pushed the studio to say, hey, let's make this film. And I think that the story is probably going to be pretty good. I can't wait to see it. I really enjoyed the first one.
Wait, didn't Legendary did Godzilla 2, didn't they?
I cannot confirm or deny that.
I think so.
Just because this one's from Legendary also, so it's just like...
They get all the monster movies.
Yeah, let's just make giant like kaiju monster movies. Like, let's just do it all.
Legendary is shot up to one of the best picture films. They've been a part of all the Batman films, the Superman film. Yeah. I mean, they've had it all.
I'm just curious what you do in the next story... If how the last one ended kind of sealed the, you know.
I know. There was one monster that was left over that jumped out at you.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, it's been a couple years. Remember at the end of the movie,
even
the baby jumped out of the belly of the mama?
I don't remember.
Titanic, the boat sank.
Oh, dang it.
I'll never leave you, Rose.
I read my history books in high school because I didn't want to know how that story ended.
I don't know. I mean, I was okay with the story in the first one. I thought the story was okay, but the action was top-notch, dude. They did a fantastic job with the visual effects. The action was great. It was a little too fuck yeah for me. You know, it's a bunch of, hey, fuck yeah, you know, kind of deals going on. But I think in part two,
you mean
two,
too macho?
To
was
really
it too macho for you?
No, I like the Expendables, so there's nothing too macho for me. I grew a mustache overnight after watching that movie. That movie was manliness.
I have a crush on what's his face, the blonde headed dude.
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, he's my man crush. He's I'd
from Sons of Anarchy.
That's what my body is gonna look like his soon. Anywho,
or else.
Doug, I know you're a big book guy. Kevin, I know you get into some books here. Please tell me that we can talk about this because it would be a waste of a story. Atlantis, the sci-fi book trilogy, has been picked up for the movie adaptation. Have you ever... You're shaking your head no.
No, I've not even remotely even heard of it.
Really?
Yep. I literally, this is the first I'm hearing about it. I did see that it was a self-published... they're all self-published last year, which incredible props to the author, because that means it must be a phenomenal story. If it was self-published, that it got picked up, you know, because normally when things are self-published, either it's, you know, fuck going through an editor and I'm just going to do it myself. That's sort of like, I want to get this out there, or it's the, no one will take my stuff. I'm going to put it on Amazon because it's cheap to do it that way. And
yeah,
my writing sucks dick. So obviously this person must've had something good if it's self-published last year and it caught the eye of a studio and they got it, you know, they picked up the rights to make a movie. So I am intrigued by it now, but I've never heard of the series.
And we could, I mean, here's the deal. We could never see it whatsoever. I mean, that's the truth of it. Even though it gets picked up, it doesn't mean it's going to get made. And so hopefully it does. It looks like a really interesting story. And so I'm pretty much the premise of the story here. It says that for 2000, I'll just read a one liner. For 2000 years, they've hidden the truth about human evolution. They've also searched for an ancient enemy, a threat that could wipe out the human race. Now the search is over. Dun, dun, dun. So there's
Prometheus.
Gets back. Oh, boy.
Yeah, this synopsis is really fucking long. Holy crap.
Yeah, so that's why I only picked a one-liner.
Yeah, I started to scroll down and was like, wow, that's five more paragraphs about, why don't you just give me the freaking book? Like, just...
Everybody's in the race to find the next Twilight or Hunger Games, and so this is the next one to hit. The teeny market. So I'm sure there are going to be some young... new faces that we'll see in this one, and then after the three movies we'll never see them again.
Yeah. So. This could be like The Giver, you know, that movie's coming out in a couple of weeks, and that's a book that they've been trying to make it for 20 something years, and it's finally, they finally got made, and it's coming out like I said within like 2 weeks. I think it's like August, early August, maybe late July.
I haven't even heard anything about it, man.
The Giver, like Jeff Bridges. Meryl
Streep.
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen the previews. Yeah. Okay, I've seen the previews. I remember now. Well, this one is a big one for you two because you're huge Community fans.
Yes.
Community is revived for a sixth season on Yahoo Screen. Huh?
Six seasons in a movie. Woo!
Six seasons in a movie, and maybe not a movie, but maybe a seventh season instead. We'll find out.
And
10 seasons and a musical.
And
the show's not complete without a musical.
God, why?
I think they did. Oh wait, they did one.
Yeah.
They are trying also as well. Who's the creator of the show?
Dan Harmon.
Dan Harmon. He also, I saw a quote earlier today that he says that they are trying so badly to get Donald Glover back for the final season.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean. If not for the final season, if they do a movie, obviously if they do a movie, they've got to get him back for the movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you wrap it up. I just don't think you can truly end this series without having him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of fans out there who love this show. There's a lot of fans out there that also love Netflix, Hulu, and HBO Go, and those favorite kind of channels as well, but... no one's ever heard of Yahoo Screen because it doesn't exist yet.
Well, I mean, hey, if you're going to kick off a streaming service, why not do it with one of the internet's like favorite shows?
They did say that they are working on some original content for this Yahoo screen. The problem is right now we are seeing the second rebirth of TV. We've talked about it before, but this is TV 2.0, where it is the West right now. It's just guns blazing. Everybody's coming out with their own services. Everybody's charging $9.99 or $14.99 for their services. Everyone's trying to get a piece of the pie. I do feel that in probably 5 to 10 years, we will see, you know, all these other little services whittle down and get bought out by the big ones. And then we'll probably see like what Hulu tried to do, but has yet to do yet, which is bring everyone together for all content. This is definitely a new thing. We will probably, I thought they were going to release it all at once, but Doug, you just saw EW, confirm that it's going to be a weekly release. Is that correct?
They're saying the plan right now is to do is weekly. We'll see if that changes again with things like Netflix, especially putting out all their, you know, original content or whatever at, all at once. They have seen such great turnout for that. People just binge watching the shows over the weekend and then getting high numbers. They're getting, you know, a lot of subscribers and stuff to get it all at once, because that's got to help with torrenting. But to have that service, especially one like Netflix that so many people have, to have all an entire season immediately at your fingertips, and then the fact that you can either binge watch it right then or you need to take your time. It's the best way to do it instead of forcing people to watch. There's no reason to force people to watch on a schedule anymore. That's retarded. It's outdated. Mm-hmm. When you have the internet and instant access to stuff, forcing people to watch things when you want them to watch it is stupid.
And you don't have to pull a Fox and screw shows up by airing them out of order. Firefly.
Yeah. You're so angry about that. I think you brought that up last week, too.
But they've done it with multiple other shows. It's not like Firefly is like the first and only one they've done it to. It's just that's one that, again, huge fan favorite, huge fan following, and they just fucked it over because people are retarded. You know, these executives, they don't see the numbers that they want to see, and so they fuck themselves over, shoot themselves in the foot, and then like air it out of order because they don't care. And then, of course, now they're missing out on what could have been their biggest franchise ever. Mm-hmm. So
it's true, man. But it's so good to have community back. That was definitely the highlight of my day, seeing that.
Especially since, I mean, come on, it's been an inside joke since like season one or two, about six seasons in a movie, and they got to season 5 and they cancel it. It's like seriously somewhat at NBC.
We're just not gonna give it to him.
I'm gonna ruin everything you love. And oh, by the way, we're also bringing Leno back.
Oh no.
Oh God, no.
That's the alternate universe. That is the darkest timeline.
No, that's what everyone thought was happening. It was the darkest timeline when Community got canceled and they didn't get their sixth season. It was like, it was just one of those like what a slap in the face to Dan Harmon. Like literally, like, hey, you know, you guys tried. You got to season 5 and nope.
Instead of giving it to you, I mean, listen, they're getting good numbers. It's not like it's the worst numbers. It's on the bubble of what they consider as successful. And so it's still making advertisement money. And instead, you just couldn't give them one last, season.
Yeah. I mean, it's so stupid. And then instead, instead of continuing one of their, again, most popular series for one more season, they're going to fill that time slot with 4 new shows over the next year because they can't fucking find anything that's as funny.
Oh my God.
So you're going to end up wasting way more money developing 4 new shows, hiring 4 new casts, when they could have just done one more season of a fucking show.
Yep. And they're going to realize it, how much it's going to bite them in the ass, because they have a lot of fans that watch that show.
Especially when Sony holds the rights and not them.
Yeah. And it was so well written. I mean, I know people hate it and everything like that. But then again, it's like they do so much. Like, they'll do a joke in season 1 and it'll carry over throughout the series. You know, like they do a great job at that. It's not the fucking Big Bang Theory bullshit.
Katie and I started watching Arrested Development again.
Yes.
And I mean, this is like my fifth time watching it through, and I'm telling you, the first episode, things are happening, and I'm just giggling because of how that joke pays off in season three. Like, mm-hmm. how that joke lasts for so long.
Yep.
And it's just brilliant. I mean, the Community, like you said, is the same way. It's just, both those shows are just so, they're so different. Yeah, and I think that's why both of them ended up getting canceled too early and are being revived on the internet, because the internet knows what's up and people that run these TV stations don't.
Word.
Wholeheartedly agree.
All right, boys, let's hit up the top box office for the week. We have the top five here. Number five, I will probably only have to say this one last time, Maleficent, making $8.4 million for a total of $202 million so far in 5 weeks. Number four... It. Is got it. I know, guys.
I'm the first. Where's that applause track? Hit it.
I'm not giving myself that because I should be doing it every time correctly. Number four is something that I knew would not last long. Think Like a Man 2 was previously number one. It dipped big time to only make $10.3 million for a total of $48.1 million. Number three is How to Train
Your Dragon.
Vivid Video presents. Brazers presents How to Drain Your Dragon. There you go. There's our title.
Oh, How man. To Train Your Dragon 2, making $13.2 million for a total of $122.
Oh, so good.
I'm going to lose it. Number two is 22 Jump Street, making $15.8 million for a total of $140.3. And number one.
22 Hump Street.
Transformers Age of Extinction, making $100 million in its first week. I believe that's the first movie of the summer that has made $100 million in its first week. So we have a top contender for the probably the movie that's going to make the most this summer. So we will get to what we thought of Transformers, as all of us probably got to go see it this week in theaters. Please wait for the end of the show for that. Now, without further ado, we will hit up some more gaming news here. Lately, we've been talking about the Oculus Rift a lot in the past probably month or so on all these shows. Well, things are getting kind of crazy because they just purchased the company behind the Kinect and the Xbox 360 gamepad. Oculus VR has purchased the design team Carbon Design. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we're going to see probably some pretty cool tech that goes into the Oculus Rift, as well as a new camera for your gaming goodness.
Yeah.
And the 360 control is fantastic. I mean, I love the 360 control. They did a killer job with it.
Yeah, I love that controller. Love that controller. So Nintendo wants to find a future where consoles and handhelds run the same games. Now, this is probably... this is a very ambitious kind of goal. The only reason why I see Nintendo pulling it off is because they don't go with the, of course, latest graphics engines or, you know, graphics cards and graphics. So, you know, they kind of subpar so that way they can save battery life and blah, 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 blah. But that's been my dream. My dream has always been I want to play the games and continue playing the games on the go without me needing to purchase a second game like on the Vita. I do not want to buy, let's just throw an example out, like MLB... the show. So I need to spend $60 on the console version so I can play my season. And then I need to buy another version for $40 more so I can take that season on the go. It's ridiculous. I think that, I think that one game, if you purchase it and you purchase the hardware, I think it should be seamless and work all together. That's why I'm excited about the Steam Boy. I know we talked a little bit about it, taking your Steam stuff on the go. And so that should be exciting. But,
Sony was in that ballpark on the PS3 where they were doing certain games. This is all Sony first party, but it was the cross-buy feature. You know, like they had it for PlayStation All-Stars, they had it for Sly Cooper, stuff like that, where if you bought it, you got the free Vita version, and you got to cross-save and do all that stuff. But, once again, I mean, it's a first-party mm-hmm. thing, and there's so many other people out there, it's really hard to, you know, get everyone on board with it.
I do think that, of course, with the inclusion of streaming, like we're seeing from the PS4 and the PS3, you know, all this Gaiku stuff, and I do think that that in the future could probably lead to something to where we get to take our games on the go and you know, continue our saves and all stuff like that. But I was always dreaming of that as a boy growing up. I don't know. Maybe they'll have it ready for my son when he gets old enough. So we'll see.
Good call.
Yeah. And then I'll steal it from him because that's what I do.
Give it to me, you little whippersnapper.
I bought you this game, and I love gaming. Give it to me. And, you know, because that's what fathers do. I mean, if a father loves fishing, he buys a fishing rod for the son, but it's like the most expensive fishing rod, not because the son gets to use it all the time, but because the dad gets to take it out as well. And then if you're a gamer, you buy your son the latest game console, not because of the fact that just because he loves gaming, but because you want to play it too. And you convince the wife or the girlfriend, listen, he needs this, okay?
He,
I just feel like he struggles a lot, and I feel like this will really boost his confidence if he has this. 2 months later, you're the one sitting in front of it, pushing the kid's face away, going, you've had your turn! The wife comes in saying, I want a divorce, and then all of a sudden you're single again in your own apartment paying child support. But hey, that's okay because you got a PS4 out of the deal.
Man, that escalated really quick.
It did. It really did.
All right, so the Humble Store has raised $1 million for charity so far.
Woo! That's awesome. Hey. That's awesome.
And it's different than, of course, the Humble Bundles and whatnot. The Humble Store is where you can go and get some cheap gaming. And they are, it's a standard store. The games come in at a discounted rate, and you can get them for deep discounts. So it's pretty cool. And you can, of course, give to the American Red Cross, Child's Play, the World Land Trust, and other charities. So good for them.
Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah,
that's the limited time one.
And, I love the fact that we have a service like this. I hate the fact that I didn't come up with it. But I love that they do it. So, if you were a fan of Rise, not many people were, but Crytek is in trouble, and it looks like they're closing, canceling some developments along the way here. Rise 2 is canceled amid financial woes. So that's a sad, sad thing. I know that I was a fan of Rise. I love the look of it. I didn't get to play it, but I was a fan of it. I'm a huge fan of the action RPG kind of genre. Mass Effect, I will put into that genre. If it's got a quality story, I'll sit down and play it for hours on end, which I'm doing right now with a game. And so and Crytek is more. I haven't seen their company really make a lot of money off of the games that they come out with, but their tech is pretty dope.
Yeah,
dope. In some news that you guys will really enjoy, Steam has pushed back past the 8 million concurrent users during the summer sale. Now, if you did not buy any games during the summer sale, you out of luck, because there are some good deals. And I know, Doug, you really, like, for not being a PC gamer, you really took hold of this sale and just get a wallet, just threw it out a window.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Man, not really.
How many games did you buy?
I actually think I bought less games this sale than I have.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I saw you buy some pretty big titles, though. Stuff that you would normally probably see you play on the console.
Not really.
Go for another minute.
The biggest one, I mean, I pre-ordered and I got it on Friday when it was released. So it just kind of coincides with the sale, was that Sniper Elite 3, which we talked about a little bit last week. But I mean, I had a bunch of stuff on my wish list that I really wanted that didn't hit any good prices. What did I buy that, like, big titles? I mean, I got
Splinter
a couple
Cell.
Like side scrollers.
Yeah, Splinter Cell.
Oh, yeah, Tomb Raider.
I don't have it pulled up here. Tomb Raider.
You know, it's $5 here and there. Some of them were like, I don't think I spent, I don't, I did not spend over $10 for any game. Like, I mean, I was like, really, it was hard for me to spend over $5.
I bought Saints Row 4 for $10.
Worth it.
Did I get Saints Row 4?
Yeah, you did.
That may have been another one that I thought about getting, but I think, again, that I didn't spend $10 on it, though. I got it on one of the flash sales or one of the voting sales, and again, I only spent about $5 on it, and that was the thing. It was like, I'm only getting this because it's so cheap. It wasn't on my wish list. It wasn't necessarily one that I was, like, dying
to get.
You'll
play it someday.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even beat Saints Row 3, so I'll get there. But, yeah, I bought a lot of, like, side-scroller stuff, and then, like, Goat Simulator and all that stuff.
Yes!
There is most people would say, well, 8 million's nothing, you know, they sell all these. Okay, first of all, I just want to let you guys know, and whoever's listening right now, that's 8 million people online at the same time. That's not how many people they have registered that use the service. They have 75 million users. Okay, so
as of 2013, reported on in January 2014. So
that's not even this year's
six
numbers.
6 months data. That's old. So it could be more by now.
So, yeah, so we have 75 million people who have Steam accounts. 8 million of them were all playing games at the same time. That's pretty insane.
And that's why Steam couldn't do a damn thing at 12:01 every day.
Oh my god, it was the worst.
I always wait until about 12:30, just so I can, I just wait for everybody to clear out, see what the deal is.
I would refresh around 12:01, and I would normally see what was new, but fuck trying to buy anything. Like trying to buy anything, trying to put money into my Steam wallet to buy trading cards to get points for my stupid group, which was stupid as shit. Dumbest thing they've done. But I couldn't stop not trying to win games.
You were
really on fire tonight. You're on a hate, like, just machine, man.
You were Team Pink, weren't you?
This is what they should have done, is that, like, what they had, the groups and stuff, and then they had the drops where you could change groups. So, obviously, about halfway through, everyone moved to Team Red as they won 3 days in a row. People figured it out. They're like, oh, fuck it. Let's just all just join the same group.
Oh, man. See, but then your chances
you had to pay,
just...
like, $5-6 for that token. That's not worth it, man.
Obviously it was to a shit ton of people.
Yeah, I mean, especially because when you got 8 million people on and only 30 of those 8 million are going to get a game.
That's the thing. Not all 8 million people are crafting the badges to get the points, because you have to get points into your group to win.
That's a lot of people.
I mean, there is a couple thousand people that are all trying to be that 30 person. Or, because if you team one, you got trading cards, and if you, all this bullshit or whatever. So it was just, it should have been daily you were on a new team. Every day log in, you get put on a team.
I have insider information right now that Reddit is pretty much responsible for the problem with the teams.
They had subreddits all ready for to go on it for each team.
Yeah. People were, I mean, they're all over it, and they were trying to, I mean, that's what they were working together to get this team to win. They were doing all that stuff, people switching teams, all that nonsense. That's why every day you're on a new team. Yes, you still have the option to change if you get one of those tokens, or you will buy one, or you already have one pre-existing and stuff. But, like, that way it's every day. It's just, dude, I'm on fucking green today. Like, it's going to cost me $30 because I need to buy a token to switch over to red, and red's in the lead right now. Or whatever, that stupid crap that people were doing. It was just... the team thing was a cool idea, but it was just they didn't think it through with who their users are.
Yeah. Or they just didn't care, because they were like, all these people are spending an extra $5 to switch teams, so we're making tons of money.
Yeah, because they still get, like, what, 15 to 20% off of every sale like that? No. So even this trading cards, like, oh, trade away, we're going to make our money.
Yeah,
I'd like to see the numbers of what they actually made off of just that aspect, just the team
just
aspect.
The community market, yeah.
So
I think they need to find a way to make it more of an incentive for people to play, like, not want to say play fairly, but you know what I mean? Like, people like me who, we all craft a couple of badges, like, why not? But I'm not going to spend all day trading badges and putting money in my wallet to buy more to do all this stuff.
Kevin was a big fan of the badges during this week.
Dude, I am obsessive compulsive when that comes to that shit. I saw badges and I'm like, I gotta craft them all.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I did it too, but you know, I did it on one of those days where my team was in the lead, and then the next thing I know, fucking red team wins again.
Like, did you guys?
Like, oh, I just wasted fucking 30 points right there. Like, I could have done this.
Mm-hmm. I was going to try
to max out the season badge because, you know, each one has their summer sales and their sales badges or whatever. And every badge before this has been, like, maxed at level 5. So I worked my ass up to get level 5, and I looked at it. Turns out you can max the badges out at 500.
What?
Fuck that.
That's crazy. Especially when you can only win so many badges and then you have to trade or buy the rest.
Right. And it's – or cards. And cards, it's just like cards. It was – no. I saw that it was 500. I was like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah.
Drop the mic. I'm done.
And so we are trying something new here. Since we do kind of a weekly IMDb movie chart, I figure let's take a look at games and see how games are doing and do the same thing for after the gaming news. Now, of course, games are not reported the same way that movies are. It's not a weekly. It's more of a bi-weekly to monthly. And so we'll see how this goes. If it kind of sucks, we'll get rid of it. But let's see how it goes. So we'll do the top five as well. It's pretty much a lot of the same game. But coming at number five for the Xbox One is Watch Dogs, selling 541,000 total. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
That's total. Yeah.
not I'm starting over. Coming at number five is Watch Dogs for the Xbox One, selling 30,257 copies for a total of 541,536. I'm just going to round up. Number four is Minecraft for the PS3, which I heard the console is now taking over the sales, and it's insane. The PC is slowed down. Made 36,000 copies for a total of 243,000. Number three is Watch Dogs for the 360. Outselling the Xbox One, that's surprising. 42,000 for a total of 337,000 in three weeks.
Sold that many that this week, but look, I mean, there's still the totals for the Xbox One are like 200,000 more.
That just means that no, he's talking about the totals.
The total.
That just means that more people are trading in their Xbox Ones for 360. It's kind of like Windows 8 and Windows 7. Nobody really wanted it, and so they're going back. They're downgrading. Coming at number two is Watch Dogs for the PS4, making 53,000 sales and for a total of 853,000 on that console. And number one is Mario Kart 8, selling 82,000 copies for a total of 617,000 in 3 weeks. Those numbers are good for, I believe those are June 14th numbers. And of course, we'll get into more of that later on. We'll see how that little segment goes. I like it.
Nintendo finally found their system seller.
For real.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
I didn't even know that they even had 617 Wii U's sold.
I know. People are buying it and just waiting until the price goes down.
Hey, you bought one because of Mario Kart.
That many.
Kevin bought one because of Mario Kart, even though he did only pay.
I totally did. Yeah. I mean, I bought a pre-owned one, so I don't know if it counts, but I'm loving the Wii U for the 86 cents I paid for it. So I traded in a bunch of stuff for it. But Mario Kart 8, easy system seller. That's the only game I've been playing on the Wii U. I got a free copy because if you buy Mario Kart 8 from now until like the end of July, you get a free copy of either New Super Mario Brothers, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker HD, or like Pikmin 3. So I got the New Super Mario Brothers, and I've been playing both of those. Those I've been going back and forth. Awesome. Other than that, there's nothing on that system.
Well, let's talk more about what you're playing, what you're watching, and what you're doing, and what are you watching?
Are you watching closely?
All right, so this week, I'll go first. Of course, the big thing that I think I hope all three of us for some reason I think Kevin just doesn't go to the movies sometimes, but I know Doug has watched it. He was the first to watch it. Transformers Age of Extinction. I watched it. Kevin, have you seen it?
Hey, Optimus Prime, tell your mother I said hello.
Does that mean you've seen it or not? You haven't seen
honestly,
it.
I can give two shits about it. I mean,
so you don't care if we spoil it for you?
Just spoil ahead.
Okay.
Spoil away.
So as you know, I mean, most people, I guess it's a 50-50 split, even though most of the people that hate it still go see it. which means that they're still going to make more. I've seen a lot of vocal people say that they hate the Transformers kind of movies that have come out. I kind of played devil's advocate this weekend on the Facey Bookies, and I actually really enjoyed the movie. I've enjoyed most of them except for the second. There's things that I would change about the movie. You know, the design. I really would love to see more of a G1 inspired design of the robots. I've said that in the past, but I enjoyed it as an action summer flick popcorn movie. Would I rate it as high as the movies that you would put in the? No, I wouldn't. But I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I had a lot of fun with it, and there was a lot of eye-popping moments and stuff like that. So I would recommend to go see it. Doug, what'd you think of it, man?
I liked it. I said in our conversation earlier about the movie, is that I went in expecting exactly what it was, so I wasn't let down, and I also wasn't surprised. I thought the movie was 30 minutes too long. It clocked in at two hours and 45 minutes. It was a freakishly long movie for what it was. I do remember, at no point was I ever bored and like, oh my God. But there was a moment where I was just like, man, I feel like I've been here for a long time. But again, not out of boredom, but just out of like that realization, like I've been sitting here for over 2 hours. Like,
yeah, the climax, the part three of, it was just like an hour straight of, it was like an hour straight action film. And that was pretty crazy. So I really don't like, okay, it's a movie. It's one of those movies where the critics will tear it apart for just the most really obscene reasons, just because of the fact that either A, they have something against Michael Bay, or they have something against Michael Bay. And so I've seen an entire article that went on to say this movie is a representation of corporate America, and like it's Transformers. Of course, every movie that comes out is trying to sell you something, whether it's a fucking cappuccino at Starbucks or a toy line that's coming out. Everyone's trying to sell you something, and so and that's how they get movies done these days. Yeah, they're showing off the Lamborghinis and they're showing off the Chevys. You know why? Because Lamborghini and Chevy paid them a shit ton of money for financing for the film. So yeah, you're gonna see it. And so I find it really funny when the critics, like, that's what they go after. They, you know, that you don't read so much about. And there was another article that came out that the writer was like, listen, it's you know, you come to a mindset that in big summer blockbuster movies like this, the story, they don't even write the story like normally. I read this whole article. I wish I could quote it. It was so funny. The writers was just like, well, we just kind of give set pieces to pretty much, and we plan out the action sequences first and then fill in the story later.
Yeah, I bet, man. And this one definitely feels like it.
And that, I mean, that was the thing. That's the way Michael Bay does his movies. And so, I kind of tried to make the point of like, did it need a really deep, involved story? No, I mean, and it's like suspend disbelief because of the fact that it's robots that turn into toasters and and cars and planes and stuff. I mean, it's a really silly concept. Everybody, you know, involved, I don't know. I had a lot of fun. That's the thing that I get out of Michael Bay movies, is that they're a lot of fun to go see. They're a lot of fun to watch. And that's how I go in it. I know it's not going to be a Dark Knight, so I don't have my mindset set for that kind of way, you know?
One of the things I really enjoyed about it, this is like not necessarily the story, it's one of something that I don't know if I've ever seen really done in a movie consistently that they did in this one, was people actually being like injured in car accidents. Like, they're being chased at the beginning by the government, of course, obviously, because that's just how it goes. And a car hits a tree and someone gets ejected.
Oh,
out
yeah,
of the window.
I saw that. Yeah.
Like, someone goes flying out the windshield. And then, like, later another car, like, crashes and there's a fucking arm hanging out the passenger
window. Yeah.
And it's just one of those, like, you don't see that, like, oh, that car just flipped. You know, oh, it's like, for example, we got a glimpse at Flash earlier this week. And the Flash pilot, and there is a car that flips in the pilot,
and there was clearly no one inside of it. There was no one, and then later they're like, oh my god, that guy died in that car accident. And it's like, there was nobody in the car.
No, he died before he got in the car. The car just drove itself. Yeah.
Well, I was like, oh, maybe he got ejected when it flipped over. But, you know, and then in this movie, again, I it stood out to me for some reason, because it was like, when that dude got thrown out of the front window, I was like, holy shit, I've never seen that in a movie before. Like, just in a car chase sequence. So it wasn't like, you know, like overly violent or anything. It was just, oh, that car got pushed off the road and it hit a tree and it flew out the window.
I will say this. They did spend one thing that stuck out in my mind that was like, oh my God, why is this on screen for so long? There is TJ Miller is in this film. And spoiler, he sadly dies. I will not say the way he dies, but they spent like an extra long time showing his dead corpse. Like, not just like it was okay. They zoomed it, then they panned it, and then they
wanted to prove.
And then it was just like off to the side. I mean, it was like it was on screen for like 2 minutes. I was like, "What are they doing? Why are they doing this?" And so that was pretty funny. The other thing, we'll skip to. I'm still playing Kingdoms of. I'm still going to say it my way, Amular. The Reckoning. I'm still playing through that game.
Playing? I had to do it.
Anywho, I strongly suggest anybody play that because it's a super fun game. And I have started rewatching Smallville. I started with season 5. Man, you know, I will say this. The difference is in the late 2000s, I can't even say it because it ended in 2011. Okay, but this was mid 2000s, so maybe it gets better. But the CGI is terrible; like, it does not hold up over time. And I am pretty sure that we all complain that Twilight is where the long stare came from, just the dead stare. But I'm pretty sure it's Smallville. I have not seen two people stare so much at each other. Lana Lang and Clark Kent, it's just stare and then cut and stare. And so I think that's where Twilight got its inspiration, but I'm still enjoying it. I just saw that Clark Kent died. I just got past all that point and stuff like that. I remember back in the day
Clark Kent died?
No, his dad, sorry. Clark Kent. Clark Kent actually does die like almost every episode. So does Lana, and I don't know how she gets herself into those situations. You know what I'm saying? Love triangle. And so I'm still watching those, and you know, it's kind of a teeny kind of thing, but I can't wait to see him fly in 5 more seasons. So next,
yeah.
Kev, Doug, Kev, go ahead, Kev.
Okay. I have been playing, well, I've got so many Steam games that I picked up, so I've been starting to go through that. I started playing Wolf Among Us, which is fucking amazing. Telltale did it again. Like, they're doing a great job with that. I only played the first episode, but still, it's a killer way to start everything off.
Mm-hmm. I picked up all the comics after that. Like, I literally have, like, a ton of the volumes that I've read through, 'cause, it's so good.
Nice. Also, I played Payday 2. That one's really fun. Because Payday 1 felt like it was a Left 4 Dead mod. Payday 2, they finally kind of stepped out on their own, and it's really fun to play, especially if you have competent friends, which a lot of us don't. But, I mean, it still works out. You know, at least they might have competent friends, and it just kind of equals out. That one's been amazing. I've been playing that. Also, I'm trying to think of what else. And Papers, Please. Which is the best game that it makes you feel like you're at work, but you're not, and you keep playing more and more.
Like, it's strangely addictive.
It really is. Like I said, I feel like I do the same thing at work, where I'm just verifying things. I got to verify things to the T, and in this game, you can like lose over it. Well, I guess you could lose at my job too. You could lose your job. So
yeah.
I'd rather lose the Papers, Please. So it'll make me.
I love that there's like a ton of different endings, because like I've had endings because of either doing something wrong or being fired or choosing to quit or whatever. And it's like, anyway, it was like ending 20. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What's 1 through 19?
God. So that's, I mean, that's what I've been playing as far as watching goes. Defiance is back on the air. So I've been watching Defiance. That's back on Sci-Fi Network, or Sci-Fi, if you will. also, I watched the Flash pilot that got leaked, and I was thoroughly impressed. It actually made me want to pick up Arrow. So now I'm starting to watch Arrow on Netflix. I'm on season one of that. Basically finishing up Orange is the New Black. We should probably finish the last episode tonight, which has been fantastic. Season two has been killer. Yeah.
And they're filming season three right now. I'm so excited.
Yes, and Netflix does it right. I mean, like Doug was saying earlier, they just throw it all out there, and they're like, here, binge watch. Do what you got to do. So it's nice being able to watch it at your own pace, because people's paces are different. So.
Exactly.
But that's about it. I haven't read any comics lately. I've been still trying to collect Carnage versus Deadpool. I haven't really found them around, so I might just do that Marvel Unlimited and like read them that way. But that's what I've been wanting to read, so there you go.
Awesome. Doug, what about you, man? What do you got going on?
Man, I had like a whole bunch, like I had like one for every topic. I had a video game, I had a, like something I've been watching, something I've been reading.
And then Katie got naked on the internet and you just
lost.
Yeah,
you know, it just happens. I picked up way too many books again this week because I have an addiction. One of the things I got was Afterlife with Archie.
Oh,
I have literally never read an Archie comic in my life. Mm-hmm. I know him enough because he's been around for goddamn ever, that I'm familiar with the characters and stuff. But this is a zombie Archie comic where Jughead, some shit goes down and he turns into a zombie, and now half the town's dead. It's been pretty epic. It's not, unfortunately, I say it's not in its normal art style, because I feel like it would have been phenomenal with its current writing, with its normal art style, really to put that twist and darkness on like that very cartoony look. It kind of has like a very Walking Dead look to it. So kind of that art style, but in color, a little bit more dark, you know, than obviously your normal Archie comic would be. People like, getting eaten alive. It's awesome. It was good. I read the first book. I'm guessing there's more. So I've been reading that again, Afterlife with Archie. It was, it's awesome.
That's cool.
Playing game I've been looking forward to for a couple weeks now. Sniper Elite 3 came out, like I said. Oh my gosh.
I saw you
it is
playing
so
that,
much,
man.
So much harder than Sniper Elite 2. They, because, you know, they quote unquote improved the AI, which means they made them smarter, which means it's very hard to stealth around.
Yeah.
Because it used to just be like, oh, you know, you go shoot and there's noises that can block your sound and stuff. And then the other one, it was like there would be like bombs going off, like dropping and stuff. And they would last, the rumble would last for a while. So it gave you perfect amount of time to line your shot up and take it. And the new one, it's like, that's it. You've got a time, I'm like, it's perfect. And if you miss, everyone, like, the first time, they're alerted. The second time, they've kind of, like, pinpointed, like, okay, it's over there. Mm-hmm. And then, like, if they see you, everybody knows where you are. And you have to, like, relocate. And, you know, you have time, and you can tell you how far to get away. But, dude, oh, man, they're so much smarter. It's such a pain in the ass. And, like, obviously, the guns are more, like, realistic. The ballistics are better. And it's just... The last one, I guess it was so easy. I just didn't really, not necessarily it was easy because I didn't play it on easy, but it just, in comparison, it's so hard.
I think I'd switch it to easy.
Man, there was one mission where you have to like take out, or you have to protect one of these vehicles that's yours, and you're taking out all these other people that are running and trying to blow it up. Literally, I'm on normal, and it took me 20 or so tries. It took me like 2 hours to do it because they kept destroying it because for whatever, I just could not kill them fast enough. By the amount that they were showing up, you know, and trying to snipe them and all. Oh, it was insane. I really was like, oh my God, I'm about to fucking put this on easy because this is driving me nuts. But it's these huge open world maps now. Instead of the last one, it was very linear. I mean, it was a very much point A to point B sort of thing. And you had to go, you know, get to your target or whatever. And in this one, it's like objectives kind of just pop up as you do things that you're supposed to, you know, there is a storyline, but it's, there's other things to do. I mean, it takes you, the last one you get through a level within an hour, you know, if you knew what you were doing within 30 minutes. This one, it's been like I've spent 3 to 4 hours on the level because it's so big and it's like, it's again, these ARs are smarter. Like, you're having to literally like run around the map to hide and get advantage points from them. It's insane. But it's so good. Again, the X-ray kill cams are amazing and awesome. Make it worth it, especially again shooting people in the testicles is great.
Awesome.
And then watching, man, we went over everything, I think, really. We watched Orange is the New Black recently.
Nice.
I said we started Arrested Development. We saw Transformers. Watched Flash. Watched the premiere of Leftovers on HBO last night. My buddy Dave, was like one of my best friends like my entire life. He's actually a production assistant on that show. So we're like, oh, we'll give it a shot because he's working on it. We'll see. I texted him. I was like, dude, what the fuck, this show? And he's like, yeah, it's just okay.
Like, at least he's not like overzealous about it and be like, no, you don't get it, man. You don't get it.
Yeah, hold on. I've been on set for the past few months. Just wait. Even he was like, he's like, it's interesting to watch them do this one because it feels kind of rushed and lazy. I was like, damn, dude, if you're saying that, there isn't going to be much hope for the rest of the season. He's like, well, I'm seeing it as it's done. I don't know what it's going to look like when it's like edited. He's like, yeah. I'm on set. I don't get to see what happens afterwards. Right. So I know he was really excited to watch it last night too. So I don't know. We'll give it a couple more weeks to see how it is. But as of right now, I'm just kind of on the fence about it.
Awesome. Well, everybody, that is our show for the week. Please, again, please go on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, follow us at the 8-Bit Geek. And we'll catch you next week, huh, gentlemen?
Woo! Yes.
Awesome. All right. Peace out.
Yeah. See ya.